Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. And we are a call-in talk show to talk about your house. The number is 1-888-767-4348. And here at the end of the holidays, as a guy that owns a home remodeling company, Rosie Wright Remodeling, we're flooded about September with people that want all the projects done for the holidays. And that goes right up until about Thanksgiving. And then people quit calling. But baby, come the New Year day, come January 2nd, man, the phones go on meltdown mode because everybody now has held back through the holidays. They've been building up this desire in their heart for some project they've been thinking about now for 3 months or 6 months. And baby, they want to pull the trigger on it right now. So we're here. If you'd like to take an opportunity and just visit about that project for free, no obligation, just call us right now at 1-888-767-4348. And we've got all kinds of projects we can talk about. We did take a call from someone at Scottsdale Ranch. I think the call was placed on December 11th. And the question was, could I have 3 bathrooms done by Christmas? The call came December 11th.
Porta-johns.
I said, you know, there are things we can do by Christmas, but I cannot remodel 3 bathrooms in 2 weeks leading up to Christmas.
Permits take longer than that.
Sometimes the permits say, especially in Tempe.
You have to be careful not to tell them, can you hold it till then?
Can you hold it till then? So we were able to meet with the couple and just kind of talk them through about what is it that you want? Do you want a lipstick on the hall bathroom? Just to update it, make it look good. We can get that done in time. But do you want to take bathtubs out, put in a zero barrier entry, walk-in shower with all new stone and natural finishes with a new cabinet and vanity towel? We can't get that done by Christmas. But one of the things we're doing right now is helping people on our tip of the week on putting away, packing away the holidays. And I tell you, when Jennifer adopts a practice, she really adopts a practice. And Rachel Winter from Happy Home Organizers, who was on last week, talked about a rule she had that one way to stay organized is when you bring something new home, something old must leave to keep you from accumulating clutter.
I like it.
So when I say sweet Jennifer can become a hardline adopter of things, I simply mentioned the other night that I was going to go to the Arizona Hiking Shack and pick up some hiking socks. She immediately wanted to know what in my sock drawer was going to get thrown out.
You really don't know?
Does she throw them out or repurpose them?
Well, he would repurpose them. I would pitch them.
Now, I've noticed in our decorating, depacking, there seem to be more things in the throwaway bin than there traditionally have been in the past.
Well, if
so, you're kind of like in a mode right now.
I am in a mode. I do love the one thing in, one thing out. But what I realized, Romy, is all my drawers in the kitchen are so full. And she started talking last week about cleaning out your junk drawer. And I realized I have 3 junk drawers. So I cleaned them all out, threw it all in a bucket, and I reclaimed my kitchen. I have room for all my stuff, and it's all categorized. It's really great. Rachel was just a great incentivizer last week. Rosie looks like a deer in headlights.
she did incentivize you, that's for sure. Oh, my goodness. So we're here to kind of encourage you and motivate you along today. A great time of year to do it here at the top of the year. Take an assessment and inventory. But if you've got that project that you've been putting off until now, and it's a project you want to try and tackle yourself, give us a ring at our toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348, and we can kind of talk you through the considerations you need to encounter before wading into this project. We want to help you learn the right questions to ask. Whether you're trying to hire a professional to do the job for you, or it's a project you're going to try and tackle yourself, give us a ring. You want to tackle it yourself? We can give you tricks of the trade. We can give you tips. We can give you names of tools, names of products that we've become loyal to in our 40 years of Arizona home remodeling and building. These will all help you get that project done in a way that looks truly professional, that you can really blow your chest out and get your chin and nose up high and say, I did that. Let us help you do that.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Absolutely.
Start with Claire. Good morning and welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. You bet. What's your question, Miss Claire?
So I have a property that has a fiberglass shower, and it was built about 2004 or so, and it has a crack in the pan, in the bottom pan, and it's about 8 inches long, and so I'd like to either, I don't know if I can tear that out, tear the whole thing out, and replace it with another fiberglass shower surround and pan, or if I can patch it permanently, or if there's a liner you can put on top. I have no idea where to go.
Well, you have,
who would do it.
You actually have all those options open to you, Claire. May I ask where the property is located, generally speaking?
The property is in 85283.
Okay. Well, you could take a look at a couple things. There is a company, they are not Rosie certified, but I do know them and I've known them for a long, long time, out in the Mesa area, called Todd's Fiberglass Repair. And you can get them and have them submit a proposal to you for repairing the fiberglass. And the one thing about repairing fiberglass is once it's repaired, it's virtually good as new. You can tear the whole thing out and replace it with any number of different products. You really aren't going to be able to overline it, because that we can overline tile surrounds, but we really can't overline a fiberglass tub single unit.
Whatever new product's going on there, it's got to be structurally sound underneath it to support the new product on top of it for the best long term. And something interesting, I don't think this really applies to you. Well, if they come out and say this can't be repaired, we got to rip it out and start over, then there's something. I actually pulled this ad out of Qualified Remodeler magazine. It's Mark E. Industries. It's an American-made product called Goof Proof Showers, and it's a goof-proof liner drain. It's got a roll-on, a vinyl, and a sheet membrane, three different options that look like a great product for do-it-yourself. I know shower linings, even in the trades, they often get improperly installed. And this I'm going to play around with these. They look like this could be the solution to a better durable shower pan that goes in at the point we need to fully remodel a shower. Have you seen that or played around with that at all?
Well, I haven't. Most of our tile people are using the Schluter system.
Schluter.
That's the one that we're using most often. So, Claire, you were already aware of all your options. You can repair or you can replace. But I don't think I would advise covering a cracked one-piece fiberglass shower unit. Look at the repair. I think it's going to be your absolute most cost-effective method. And like I say, when they're repaired, just the nature of fiberglass, it is virtually as good as new. So I hope that helps and gives you a couple ideas. Anyway.
Thanks for the call, and good luck with your project. Let us know in the end which route you do take. I was one of the industry publications I was reading had a report of the total spending of last year on home improvement projects in the U.S. And total, it's about $180 billion, and they actually had it broken down by state. And Arizona was listed 21st on there, and that's in spite of the growth. And I think the main reason for that is it's still just a newer state. A lot of these homes that we go into, the farther east you go, the older the homes are and the more repairs they need. I bet if you redid that report as a new home built, Arizona would be in a much different ranking on that. But it was still very interesting. $3.8 billion spent last year in Arizona on home improvement projects.
And you divide that by 7 million people, which are basically about 2.5 million homes. What is that on an average per home? That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. So it adds up. And I don't see the trend slowing down. In my humble little experience, the economy isn't as important to the home remodeling industry as one other thing, equity. And if people have equity, they will spend equity to get the bathroom or the kitchen that they want. And we are at near record levels of equity in our Arizona homes. But particularly if you bought in 08, 09, 10, or
when
11,
that was all at the bottom of the barrel.
You are sitting on a virtual gold mine. Now, you may not be sitting on the gold mine this family is on the Mediterranean coast that you just showed me about in the Wall Street Journal. But we'll talk about that when we get back.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Your fiberglass product, in my opinion, it's the right window for Arizona. Explain that a little bit.
Pella's got a patented process. They pultrude fiberglass through this die. It's a matted material. So unlike the back of a shower enclosure, you know how it's random strands and
it's
all pokey.
Right.
That's not what our windows look like. It looks like almost like a window screen mesh when it comes through and ready to put into the frame. And once it's all heat sealed and made rigid, it goes through a powder coating process. So you can get a really nice looking window that's very strong, very durable.
What matters is how you treat your doors and windows. They are the weakest link. Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.